Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Gold has been on an unstoppable run. It has gone up more than 81% in the last 5 years and almost 20% in the last 12 months. It is happening. Central banks are ditching the dollar and U.S. treasuries and buying more gold. The good news, it is predicted to go up more. UBS even said it would go up to $5,000. Noble Gold Investments' phone has been ringing nonstop. Everyone wants to protect their retirement with gold, and you can do the same. Noble Gold Investments can help you secure some gold to protect your future. From day one, you work with the same dedicated all-American expert. Whether you're a beginner or an experienced investor, Noble Gold Investments will make sure you get all the help you need. And this month, Noble Gold Investments will give you a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin if you open a qualified account. Go to x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com, or click the link in the description. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. One of the nation's largest health insurance companies reveals hackers may have stolen their personal data of nearly half of America. A massive 152 million Americans have been affected by this cyber attack, and their stolen data will likely be sold on the dark web in the near future. The healthcare company has disclosed that they paid the hackers a ransom that's estimated to be about $22 million, but no further details have been released. This is why I protect my personal data with today's sponsor, Virtual Shield 1, and absolutely love the privacy protection they bring me. Virtual Shield 1 continuously scans the dark web and helps me erase my data wherever it's found so it can't be used by hackers, cyber criminals, data mining corporations, or ISPs. That way, when a data breach from a health insurance company affecting 152 million people happens, my personal information is protected. Plus, Virtual Shield 1 brings with it up to 1 million in identity theft protection insurance. Every day, 3.8 million records are stolen from data breaches. The protection Virtual Shield 1 brings could be a lifesaver. Thanks again to Virtual Shield 1 for sponsoring today's video. The best part is you can get a 60-day risk-free trial by simply clicking on my link down below. Or you can also get the 60-day trial by going to virtualshield.com/x22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/x22. And welcome, you're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3348, and today's date is May 7th, 2024, and the title of the episode is Deep Party Death Spiral, Trump is Showing the People How to Fight. Enjoy the show. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private West Central Bank, the World Economic Forum. As the economy continually breaks down, and people are finding it very, very difficult to make ends meet, you're going to see the installed politicians do things that people would never think they would do. It's almost like what happened during COVID, where all of a sudden these individuals here in the United States and in many, many countries, they all of a sudden decide, you know something, we're going to become dictators and we're going to put all the laws aside, everything aside, and we're going to do whatever we want. And we're going to tell you what to do and you better follow along or we will put you in jail. I do believe we're going to see the same exact thing as the economy starts breaking down. And as it breaks down, they're going to use this as an excuse to say, you know something, we need to take money from the older population. You know something, we need to tax you more. You need to sacrifice a lot more. You know what, we need to take from this fund or that fund. And I do believe this is where all of this is headed. Because again, if you are bringing everyone into the Great Reset, the Green New Scam, you need the people to get used to what you're trying to do here, because otherwise people won't accept it. So if there is some type of an event like the economy breaking down, they want you to get used to sacrificing. They want you to get used to all these different taxes. They want you to get used to all of these different things that we can see it's already happening out in Canada. Justin Trudeau says he wants to tax old people because their money works for them. So the socialist wants to take the money from those people that worked really hard. They saved up their money. Now they're older, and he wants to take more of it. Let's think about this for a second. Why was it easier for them to make money back in the day? Because the private Western central bank system was just beginning. We came off the gold standard. And when you come off the gold standard, what happens? You have a massive amount of inflation. That's what we saw from the very, very beginning. And what happens? People's salaries go up. Your home goes up. Everything goes up, but your salary keeps pace with everything else. And during this period of time, it feels like a drug. And yes, in the very beginning stages, people, they make out. At the end of the private Western central bank system, wages do not keep up with inflation. And people find it a much more difficult time making ends meet, which we're experiencing right now. So those people from the very beginning who benefited from the system, these leaders, they're going to want to take their money and redistribute it to who? To the younger generation, because their system doesn't work. It's almost like if you're in school and you study really hard and you get an A, and the teacher comes along and goes, hey, listen, I know you study really hard, but you know what? All the other people didn't, and they're not really benefiting from any of this. So what I like to do is I like to take your A, and I would like to distribute this around to other students. So your A is going to go to a C, and we will give them part of your grade, and this way everyone is happy. Well, isn't that what they're trying to do here? And I do believe as the economic system completely and utterly breaks down, you're going to see the installed politicians around the world. They're going to say, you know something, we need to redistribute. You know something, we need to tax those people that have the money. You know what we have to do? We have to keep going after those people. And I do believe Biden is already doing this. Justin Trudeau is doing this. You're going to see this in Germany. You're going to see this in France. You're going to see it in every single country, because as the system breaks down, they need to figure out a way to keep people happy. And this way is pretty much the only way until the system actually comes down and breaks apart. So we're going to see all these installed leaders move in this direction. Remember, everything that they've been telling us since the beginning, since the private Western Central Bank came into existence, has been a lie. Just like they told us, bringing the migrants into the country, the illegals cut into the country, it's going to help the economy. It's going to make it a lot better. But what we've come to find out is that migration drives up housing costs, and it's doing this in 13 different countries. So the countries damaged by this immigration process includes Canada, New Zealand, Australia, Germany, Britain, and most likely the United States, because eventually what happens, it happens all over the place. And I think the people, they're starting to recognize this. They're starting to realize that there is major, major problems. And the people are saying, you know something, everything's becoming more expensive. The illegals coming to the country is not helping the country. It's actually hurting the country. And as time goes on, I think more and more people are going to realize this. And I think the people are already realizing that the system is pretty much imploding on itself. Even though the Biden administration is telling you that everything is great, everything's fantastic. When you look at like Starbucks, you look at Tyson Foods. Remember Tyson Foods, wasn't that the company that was saying, okay, we're going to get rid of the American workers and we're going to bring in the illegals and replace them? Well, right now, they are out there letting everyone know that the lower income people, they're having a very, very difficult time. And basically, the lower income people, they are cracking under the inflation storm. Starbucks is saying this now. McDonald's is saying this now. And everyone is feeling it. So everyone's starting to understand that there's a problem, that inflation is a problem in this country. See, in the past, people really didn't recognize it because the deep state, the central bank, the World Economic Forum, they like to do this over a very long period of time. Here, this has been condensed into 4 years, actually even shorter than that. And people, they can see the difference when they go to the store. And it doesn't matter how much they're lied to, it makes no difference, because when you pull the cash or use your debit card or your credit card, you know how much this is costing you. You know, wow, this is a lot more money than last week. And this is why these businesses are out there letting everyone know there's a problem, because what are they seeing? They're seeing their sales decrease, which means those people aren't springing for a cup of coffee. They're not going to McDonald's getting the cheap meal. And Tyson Foods, they're not going to buy those that type of food. So they're really experiencing this, and they're starting to understand there's a major, major problem here. And if they're in trouble because of people not shopping there, it means more people are going to be laid off in the end. This is the central bank system. This is really what it is. And it took 4 years for the people to see it. And the people could see it very, very clearly. Now you're going to see all these different blue cities. They're going to try to make up the difference. Remember, when the system breaks down, people out of fear, they say, you know what we got to do? We need more taxes. You know what we got to do? We got to charge people just for walking. You know what we got to do? We got to charge people for breathing. Hey, you know what we got to do? We got to charge because we're not bringing in the money. We could see this out in New York. It's very, very clear. New York right now, they're going to implement a congestion tax. That's really what it is. And if you want to drive in New York, you're going to be charged. Now, think about why they would be doing this. If the economy was healthy and they weren't pushing their policies, businesses would be staying in the city. People would be okay if they didn't have all these illegals there. And they've been, remember, they're the ones who are trying to support them. They could have just said very easily, shut the border. We got to send them back. But instead, they decided to take all the resources away from the citizens in that city, and they decided to redirect them to the illegals. And as more and more illegals come in, they have to spend a lot more money. So how do you make up the difference if businesses are leaving, people losing their job, the economy's breaking down? You have to charge the remaining people there. And that's exactly what they're doing right now. They're making the people pay for their policies. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said, I can't believe that New York City is instituting congestion pricing, where everyone has to pay a fortune for the privilege of coming into the city, which is in a desperate trouble without it. It is a big incentive not to come. There are plenty of other places to go. It's been a failure everywhere it has been tried, and would only work if a place were hot, 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 which New York is not right now. What office tenant or business would want to be here with this tax? Hopefully, it will soon be withdrawn. And what business would want to be there? I mean, think about it. You're having workers come in, they're being taxed. You're having other people come in, they're being taxed. Customers coming in, they're being taxed. Who would want to come into the city then? What about all the delivery trucks? What happens if they're delivering after that certain period of time where they're not taxed, where they have to be taxed? Now, that's an additional tax on the delivery. So this is going to turn into a complete and utter nightmare. And every time they try to do things like this, it never works out. I mean, think about the minimum wage. Has the minimum wage made things better? I mean, look at California, for example. They implemented the minimum wage, and what happened? Oh, you know what? We're going to get rid of the worker. Hey, you know what? We're going to replace all the workers with a computerized system. Hey, you know what? We can't survive here. We're going to have to close our business. That's what you're experiencing out in California. So all these little tricks that they tried to do to try to help the economy, it won't help. Because remember, they aren't business people. They're not looking at this as a business. They're just trying to say, hey, I don't have enough money. I don't have enough money to launder the money. I don't have enough money to pay certain people off. I need to get money. What can I do? Oh, look at all these people coming into the city. Let me just charge them. Oh, look, all the workers who aren't making enough, I got to keep them happy. So you know what? We'll raise the minimum wage. I mean, when you look at that, what is the business theory behind it? Where's the evidence that, hey, the minimum wage is going to make everything better? No, they're just trying to make people happy, and they're just doing it. They don't even know what the repercussions will be. I think they know in the long run, but they don't care. In the short run, they just want to keep people happy. But it's not working. The people, they see the truth. And once again, we need to go to the source of the problem. We need to go to why all of this is happening. And it's not just happening because it's just happening. We need to go to the reason. And the reason is the private Western Central Bank. And it's been the problem since it was introduced in 1913. And it has now come time that we remove the private Western Central Bank and actually give the creation of currency back to the people, the control back to the people, and remove it from a private corporation. because that's exactly what it is. It is a private corporation that creates the currency. And it is time to bring it back to the people. And I do believe this is where all this is headed, because no matter what we do, no matter what we say we can do, it's still a Band-Aid fix. Even what Trump did back in 2016 to 2020. Yes, he was able to make the economy look halfway decent while he was playing in the illusionary private West central bank system. Was it going to look a lot better than what we had? Of course it was, because all he had to do is make the country energy independent. This way the fuel prices would come down. He had to make sure that everyone was employed, so the unemployment rate was very, very low. And he needed to place tariffs on China and Europe to bring that money into the farmers. And he needed to place the tariffs on China to bring back industry here to create some jobs. Now, just by doing those couple things and actually give people a tax credit, you can make the economy look a lot better than it was. But is it the best it can be? Is this it? Or can we take it further? Can we make this economy even better than that? Of course we can. Because what's holding all of this back? That is the private West central bank. That's the one thing Trump couldn't do during this period of time. So he had to play within their system, and he needed to show the people, look what I can do. Does it feel a lot better? Absolutely. Can you imagine if we got rid of the private West central bank? That comfort level would be absolutely incredible, because people would have way more money in their pocket. Remove the IRS, remove the taxes, remove everything that they put into place, and remove the private central bank where we're not borrowing the currency anymore. Because once you remove that, you no longer pay interest on the money. And if you don't have to pay interest on the money, well, all those taxes, they just seem to go away. Actually, you also then remove corruption in government, because you don't have an open-ended credit card where they could just borrow and borrow and borrow. You have checks and balances. Wait a minute. Let's say we have gold. How much gold do we have? Well, this is all you can get. That's it. How much are we taking in from tariffs? That's all you can get. Spend it wisely. If you have an open-ended credit card, and I think everyone realizes what happens when you have an open-ended credit card, you don't care, especially when you're not responsible, when you're not accountable to pay it back. Everyone else is. So that breeds corruption. That breeds everything that we're seeing today. And that has to be reversed. And I do believe that's where all this is headed. And I think this is going to really make the people see exactly what's going on when the economy breaks down, because you're going to see all these installed politicians push their agenda really, really hard, just like with COVID. And I think at this point, people are really going to see, wow, look what they're trying to do here. They're trying to make us pay. They're trying to make us sacrifice and pay more to get them out of this problem. And the people aren't going to take it. I mean, we've seen this throughout history. When the kings and queens would go around saying, listen, our coffers are empty. We need more money. Let the serfs pay even more. And the serfs are living in mud. They have one piece of clothing. They can barely feed themselves. And the people said, no more. We can't take this anymore. That's what's happening here and around the world. And you're going to see these installed individuals, they're going to push their agenda really, really hard. And this is when the people are going to push back like we've never seen before. And I do believe when August comes, September comes, October comes, you're going to see a lot of people in different countries saying, no more, we can't take this anymore. People are already having a difficult time. It's just going to get a lot worse. And this is going to make people feel very, very uncomfortable. People are going to get angry. And this is what makes people push back. And I do believe we're going to see an incredible amount of pushback, which is going to allow Trump and the Patriots to move forward with their plan to get rid of the private West central bank system. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Gold has been on an unstoppable run. It has gone up more than 81% in the last 5 years and almost 20% in the last 12 months. It is happening. Central banks are ditching the dollar and U.S. treasuries and buying more gold. The good news, it is predicted to go up more. UBS even said it would go up to $5,000. Noble Gold Investments' phone has been ringing nonstop. Everyone wants to protect their retirement with gold, and you can do the same. Noble Gold Investments can help you secure some gold to protect your future. From day one, you work with the same dedicated all-American expert. Whether you're a beginner or an experienced investor, Noble Gold Investments will make sure you get all the help you need. And this month, Noble Gold Investments will give you a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin if you open a qualified account. Go to x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com, or click the link in the description. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. One of the nation's largest health insurance companies reveals hackers may have stolen their personal data of nearly half of America. A massive 152 million Americans have been affected by this cyber attack, and their stolen data will likely be sold on the dark web in the near future. The healthcare company has disclosed that they pay the hackers a ransom that's estimated to be about $22 million, but no further details have been released. This is why I protect my personal data with today's sponsor, Virtual Shield 1, and absolutely love the privacy protection they bring me. Virtual Shield 1 continuously scans the dark web and helps me erase my data wherever it's found so it can't be used by hackers, cyber criminals, data mining corporations, or ISPs. That way, when a data breach from a health insurance company affecting 152 million people happens, my personal information is protected. Plus, Virtual Shield 1 brings with it up to 1 million in identity theft protection insurance. Every day, 3.8 million records are stolen from data breaches. The protection Virtual Shield 1 brings could be a lifesaver. Thanks again to Virtual Shield 1 for sponsoring today's video. The best part is you can get a 60-day risk-free trial by simply clicking on my link down below. Or you can also get the 60-day trial by going to virtualshield.com/x22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/x22. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech fake news, the puppet masters, they are now in a death spiral. Everything that they're doing, everything that is going on right now, they are going to be responsible for it. And the setup is already complete. We can see that Nancy Pelosi, Hakeem Jeffries, and the rest, they are now taking responsibility for the House. Remember, we are now at a point where we're approaching the 2024 elections and many things are about to happen. And they won't be able to blame it on MAGA. They won't be able to blame it on anyone else but themselves. And that's what exactly what the people are going to see. The people are going to see that it is all them. Now, think about what's coming. Think about what's headed our way. We are moving into a period of time where the economy is breaking down. We're moving into a period of time where we're approaching events in this country. And most likely, these events will probably happen during the summer. We're most likely heading down this path into war. And think about everything the D's have put into place. Think about all the money that they said they needed. And now they have complete and utter control, which means this is all going to fall apart around them. Remember, the Patriots were not put into place to, you know, rework government, make everything better, pass bills that aren't a trillion. Instead, they're only $600 billion. This is about removing the entire corrupt system. This is not just another four-year election. This is not business as usual. It's not the uniparty where you have one side running and then you just have the other side running, but nothing ever changes. This is about making everything better. This is about making America great again. And you can see Trump, he is leading the charge, almost like George Washington when he led the charge against the British. And he is leading the charge, showing the people, listen, we need to fight back. We need to follow the Constitution. And every time they attack, you keep pushing forward and you keep referring to the rule of law, to the Constitution, and you don't give up. Yes. Will they put you in prison? Yes. Will they sue you? Yes. Will they do all these things? Yes, they will. And that is exactly what is happening right now. He's showing the people how to fight. And yes, he's accepting every sling, every arrow, and he will even sacrifice himself. where he will be put into prison. Why? Because he wants to show the people, look, this is what the Constitution says. I have the right to speak freely. Everything that they're doing to me is completely unconstitutional. So I will follow the Constitution and I will take everything that they throw at me so the people could see that this is what you need to do. And I do believe the people, they are seeing it. The people are starting to understand, because when you look at the hush money trial, this is not a trial. This is a show trial, just like all the other trials. This is what they used to have in England, show trials. Then they put people away. And people now can see this, and it's becoming clearer and clearer who is part of the criminal syndicate, who is corrupt, and who isn't. And I do believe this is going to become clearer and clearer as time goes on. And you could see that the deep state players, they are struggling with this, because every time they attack Trump, what happens? His poll numbers go up. What do you think is going to happen when they put Trump into prison? Because remember, you have the judge heading towards him. You have Trump heading towards the judge. And Trump continually pushes the judge, saying, go ahead. You want to put me in prison? Do it. Go ahead. You gave me the fines, but I'm not stopping. I'm going to keep doing it. It's almost like a game of chicken or something like that, where you have two cars heading at each other and you're waiting to see who's going to swerve first. And I do believe the judge is going to swerve first and actually say, okay, we can't take it anymore. We're going to lock you up for maybe a day or two. Do I think it's going to be a month, 2 months? No. That's why I do believe Trump, in his truth, he said, listen, I will go into the clink, which means he'll spend a night or two in prison. What do you think this is going to do to his poll numbers? They are going to skyrocket like we've never seen before. And we're going to see all of this play out. And I do believe that Trump, he knows exactly what he's doing. He's following the plan that they have laid out. And he needs to show the people that you must fight for your freedom. You want to take the country back? No one's going to do it. I can be in the lead. I can show you what to do. But you have to make that final decision. Do you want the country back or don't you want the country back? And I do believe the people, they're going to say, I want the country back when all's said and done. Because when people see the economy breaking down, they see events in this country, and they see things getting worse and we're approaching war, I do believe at that point, the people will make that decision and they will signal to Trump, yes, we decided to vote for you. Now, Trump, he has to give the people the ability to vote and have their vote counted, which I do believe that's why we're heading towards war. That's why we're heading towards a period of time where the deep state players, they are going to try to delay the elections one way or another. And I don't mean completely cancel them. I mean delay them where they damage their own systems. What better optics is having the deep state damage their own election systems, leaving paper voter ID and one-day voting? I mean, you can't ask for anything better than that. And I do believe that's where all of this is headed. Now, what's very interesting, we can see that the Republicans right now, the Patriots in the House, they want certain information about Biden. Remember, we had these special counsels investigating him. They recorded him and they don't want to hand anything over, which means Biden is not the most transparent president, which means the criminal syndicate is protecting him. And now we have the Republicans, they're going to hold Merrick Garland in contempt of Congress for refusing to hand over the audio of Biden's interview with special counsel Robert Hur. Can you imagine if they release that? I can't even imagine what that audio recording must be like, because if the people hear that, which I do believe eventually they will, the people are going to be absolutely shocked about what is being said during this interview. And the people are going to scratch their heads and say, why isn't this person brought up on charges? Why did they just allow him to be where he is and there are no charges and nothing is being done? Because the excuse of, oh, he's too old, he can't remember, I don't think that flies, because couldn't anyone use this in any criminal case? This person's, you know, on trial for murder. Well, we can't charge him because, you know what, he doesn't remember that much, or she doesn't remember that much. Oh, wait, a white collar crime? Oh, we can't charge that person because, you know what, he or she doesn't remember that much. I don't think it's going to work. And the people, they're seeing through this and the people understand this. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Fannie Willis, she's saying that she's not going to testify before Georgia State Committee, and they're looking to hold her in contempt. It's amazing how all these people are going to be held in contempt because they don't want to testify. Because remember, if they testify, well, then the truth comes out, or they lie and they're thrown into prison. So no matter which way they go, this is going to be a complete and utter disaster for them because now they are being trapped in all of this. And in the end, this is going to hurt them in the end. And the people, they're watching this. Remember, who's on trial here? Is it Trump? No, it's not Trump. Actually, who's on trial is the deep state. It's Biden. It's Obama. It's Hillary Clinton. It's the deep state. They are on trial. That's what Trump is showing you. Remember, he's looking at the people. He's saying, you are the jurors. You are watching the case play out. You will make the decision. Guilty, not guilty. If you vote for Trump, they are guilty then. And that's why he keeps saying Biden trials. Biden is on trial right now. He's interfering in the election. We already have the documents that show that he is interfering in the election by having Jack Smith, Bragg, Letitia James, and the rest go after Trump. Remember, this is the court of public opinion. So we're watching a trial right now, and it's being played out. And it will continue to be played out until the elections. That's what this is all about. And when you look at the different cities and you look around, all these mayors, all these governors, they are on trial. What do I mean by this? Well, remember, it's the court of public opinion, and the people who live there, they're watching the actions of the mayors and the governors, and they're watching exactly what they do. And as they bring in more illegals, as the economy breaks down, as they push the Green New Scam, what do you think the people are doing? The people are getting pissed off. The people are getting angry, which means they are watching this play out. And these individuals, they are in the spotlight, and the people will make their ruling on Election Day. You can see it's happening out in Chicago. The residents there are angry. Why? Because the mayor there is taking all the resources away from the people that are living in Chicago and giving it to the illegals. Libs of TikTok put this out and said, Chicago residents blasted Mayor Johnson for his plans to open a new shelter to house illegals. Why? And this is what the people are saying. Why would you put them in our neighborhood? Why don't we go by your house? Biden won Illinois by 17 points and the Chicago area by 50 points. Chicago just elected their progressive mayor last April. You think the people are going to remember this come November? Absolutely. So if these people want the illegals and they want to set up homes, why don't these individuals set it up around their neighborhoods? Think about this for a second. The people are angry. The people are pissed off. And we could see the people, they are now electing people that work for them. If you look at El Salvador, if you look at Argentina and now Panama, you can see they're bringing in people that are going to help their country. Right now, Panama's new president, Jose Mulino, has promised to put an end to illegal migrants going through his country to cross the United States border. He defeated all the communist and socialist ruling parties in a massive upset. And he pledged to shut down the crossing of illegals now. So this tells you everything you need to know. And you can see there is change happening. What do you think is going to happen when the economic system around the world completely breaks down and the installed politicians say, hey, you need to sacrifice. We're going to have to tax you more. We're going to have to take more of your money. You're going to have to give up everything that you have. You think the people are going to be pissed off? What happens when all of a sudden we're heading towards war and they're saying, hey, you're going to have to sacrifice. You're going to have to go out and fight for us. You think the people are going to go along with this? Absolutely not. But I do believe as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, the deep state players, what are they going to do? They're going to try to shut down communications. They don't want people telling the truth. They don't want people reporting on certain things. So I do believe they're going to try to shut down as many platforms as possible. And one of the platforms is Rumble. The other one is Truth Social. And they don't want these platforms operating. From the very beginning, they tried to destroy Truth. They tried to, you know, destroy the stock by doing naked shorts until Devin Nunes actually called them out on it. And as soon as he wrote a letter to the House, all of a sudden everything started to change. And now they all of a sudden they said, hey, by the way, the auditors from the Trump Media Group, they are caught or charged in massive fraud. They're doing whatever they possibly can to try to destroy the company. But you could see the True Social owner, Troop Media, they hired a new auditor over the weekend after its previous public accounting firm was accused of perpetrating a massive fraud by the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. And as part of this settlement with the regulator, BF, talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from $80,000 to $200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Gold has been on an unstoppable run. It has gone up more than 81% in the last 5 years and almost 20% in the last 12 months. It is happening. Central banks are ditching the dollar and U.S. treasuries and buying more gold. The good news, it is predicted to go up more. UBS even said it would go up to $5,000. Noble Gold Investments' phone has been ringing nonstop. Everyone wants to protect their retirement with gold, and you can do the same. Noble Gold Investments can help you secure some gold to protect your future. From day one, you work with the same dedicated all-American expert. Whether you're a beginner or an experienced investor, Noble Gold Investments will make sure you get all the help you need. And this month, Noble Gold Investments will give you a free quarter ounce gold standard coin if you open a qualified account. Go to x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com, or click the link in the description. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. One of the nation's largest health insurance companies reveals hackers may have stolen their personal data of nearly half of America. A massive 152 million Americans have been affected by this cyber attack, and their stolen data will likely be sold on the dark web in the near future. The healthcare company has disclosed that they pay the hackers a ransom that's estimated to be about $22 million, but no further details have been released. This is why I protect my personal data with today's sponsor, Virtual Shield 1, and absolutely love the privacy protection they bring me. Virtual Shield 1 continuously scans the dark web and helps me erase my data wherever it's found so it can't be used by hackers, cyber criminals, data mining corporations, or ISPs. That way, when a data breach from a health insurance company affecting 152 million people happens, my personal information is protected. Plus, Virtual Shield 1 brings with it up to 1 million in identity theft protection insurance. Every day, 3.8 million records are stolen from data breaches. The protection Virtual Shield 1 brings could be a lifesaver. Thanks again to Virtual Shield 1 for sponsoring today's video. The best part is you can get a 60-day risk-free trial by simply clicking on my link down below. Or you can also get the 60-day trial by going to virtualshield.com/x22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/x22. Borgers and its owner, Benjamin Borgers, agreed to a permanent ban from auditing public companies and to pay $14 million in fines. The ban required Trump Media and other public companies that had used BF Borgers to find new auditors. In a subsequent filing Monday, Trump Media said Semple, Markle, and Cooper was selected after a detailed evaluation process. So once again, their plan really didn't work the way they thought it was going to work. And we can see that they're not going to stop Truth. They're not going to stop Rumble. And these platforms are going to put out the truth. Remember, the deep state players, they don't control these social media platforms. They control YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, but they don't control X, True Social, and Rumble. So this is going to be very, very difficult for them moving forward, which means since they don't control them, they're going to have to shut them down one way or another. And I do believe this is why they wanted net neutrality, to shut things down at the ISP level. And we'll have to see how this all plays out as we get closer and closer to the presidential election. But it's very interesting, since we're talking about social media companies and we're talking about websites and things like that, DARPA has created many, many of these social media platforms. And it looks like DARPA was involved in Amazon, let's say, because Patrick Webb put this out and said, FBI records of LP Guys, the grandfather of Jeff Bezos, who helped create DARPA, were destroyed according to newly obtained response to the Freedom of Information Act request. There has long been speculation that DARPA has been involved in the creation of many popular big tech companies using frontmen for the illusion of a startup led by outsiders. And that is absolutely true. Let's go back to post 2988. And it says, define LifeLog DARPA. Now, DARPA is in brackets, all caps, and bold. And this is the definition: an ontology-based system that captures, stores, makes accessible the flow of one person's experience in an interaction with the world in order to support a broad spectrum of associates, assistants, and other system capabilities. The objective of the LifeLog concept was to be able to trace the threads of an individual's life in terms of events, states, and relationships. And it has the ability to take in all of subjects' experience, from phone numbers dialed and email messages viewed to every breath taken, step made, and place gone. Define Facebook. The Facebook service can be accessed from devices with internet connectivity, such as a personal computer, tablets, and smartphones. After registering, users can create a customized profile revealing information about themselves. Users can post texts, photos, and multimedia of their own devising and share it with other users as friends. Users can use various embedded apps and receive notifications of their friends' activities. Users may join common interest groups. Compare and contrast DARPA senior employees to Facebook. DARPA terminates program February 4th, 2004. Facebook founded February 4th, 2004. DARPA equals Facebook. And from this, did they assist with the creation of Amazon? Most likely, yes. So it looks like DARPA is involved in quite a bit right here, which is very, very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that the Biden administration, they have agreed to shut down a national securities expert group as part of a settling of a lawsuit, accusing the group of being politically biased in favor of Democrats. On September 19, 2023, the Department of Homeland Security launched the Homeland Intelligence Expert Group to provide advice on intelligence and national security efforts. In November, America First Legal and former acting director of national intelligence Richard Grenell sued the DHS, the group, and Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas, arguing that the experts group violated provisions of the Federal Advisory Committee Act. Section 5 of FACA requires that an advisory committee be fairly balanced in terms of the points of view. It also mandates there be provisions to ensure that the advice and recommendations of the advisory committee will not be inappropriately influenced by the appointing authority or by any special interests. The lawsuit noted that the experts group members are politically aligned with the Biden administration. Most members have applauded the administration's decision and fervently condemned former President Trump's America First approach to foreign policy. So they put this group together. It was everyone on the side of Biden. And we see Grenell and others, they came in and said, no, 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 you can't have this group. So because of the lawsuit, they're dismantling it. Very, very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we've learned that in Brazil, they were censoring X, but they also censored Rumble at the same time. And this brings us back to communication blackout. Why would Brazil be censoring X, and why would they be censoring Rumble? Because they don't want the people to hear certain things or see certain things. They want control of the situation. Are they allowing YouTube? Are they allowing Facebook, Instagram? Absolutely, because they know the deep state controls them. Now, I don't know how big True Social is down in Brazil, but if I do believe if it was much, much larger, they'd probably say, you know something, we can't have truth there either. So once again, you can see that they are very, very threatened by the truth, which I do believe in the end, we're going to see the deep state players say, okay, we can't stop these people from speaking out. We don't have the ability to censor them. So we're going to have to shut them down one way or another. And I still believe that's still coming because, again, if you're going to control the narrative, can you have people telling the truth? No. You actually have to shut down certain things so the people don't tell the truth. Now, if you have your own platform and you control everything, you can censor people on the platform. But if you don't have control of the platform, what do you do? And I do believe that's where we're at right now. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is I know here in the United States, we see the D's, the deep state players, they're continually coming after the people's guns, but it's not working. We have a constitutional right. We have the ability to carry and own a firearm. And the government doesn't tell us how we can carry it or if we can own it, even though they've been trying for a very, very long time. But you can see in all those different places where they have very heavy gun control, That's where the criminals have the weapons, and the everyday person doesn't, the citizen doesn't have the weapon to protect themselves. So what do you get? A lot of crime, because the criminals aren't afraid, especially with all the illegals that they let in and all the prisoners that they've been releasing with no cash bail. So it makes no sense that they want to take away the weapons unless they don't want the people to defend themselves. And that's the truth right there. But when you look at Canada, remember Canada said, listen, we're only going to be banning ARs. That's all we want. And then they went ahead and they pushed their agenda forward, and Trudeau came out and said, you know something, we're going to ban all handguns. Now, since they did that, it looks like they're seeing a lot more firearm-related crime, and it's surging in Canada. Anyone surprised about that? Absolutely. So they, out in the Toronto Star, contributor Shaquille Morgan pointed to data from Canadian police, noting there was a 9,198 victims of gun-related crime in Canada in 2022. The 2022 figures represent a 10% jump in the rate of gun-related crime compared to 2021 and a 60% jump compared to 2013. Morgan zeroed in on handguns, explaining that 63% of gun-related homicides were committed with handguns. Canada has a stringent gun control laws. And Morgan indicated that they have gotten even more stringent during the past year. During that time frame, the federal government has expanded background checks, banned 1,500 models of assault weapons, imposed a national handgun freeze, and committed $250 million to address the root cause of gun and gang violence. Public Safety Canada noted that handgun freeze prohibits the sale, purchase, or transfer of handguns by individuals within Canada and bringing in newly acquired handguns into Canada. So people, they don't have the ability really to get a handgun. So why would gun-related crimes be up? Who's getting these handguns? Oh, that's right. The criminals. The criminals don't follow the laws. The criminals, they smuggle their weapons in through the black market. That's how they get their weapons. And they know the people, they can't defend themselves. They know most of the people most likely don't have a weapon. And this is why you're seeing this increase. And everything that they've been telling us is fake, phony, and false from the very beginning. We know what their plan was. We know what their agenda was. Their agenda was to get the weapons away from the people because it's a lot easier to take over the population where people can't defend themselves. This is what the British did when they came for the colonists. They went after their weapons because they knew if they took their weapons away, what would they be left with? Pitchforks. They'd be left with nothing. And the British would have the weapons. Do they have control then? Absolutely. And it looks like Biden, his administration, the deep state players, they have lost control over Israel. Israel is not doing what they want. And Israel has gone into Rafah. They seized control of the Palestinian side of the Rafah border. And we can see that everything that Biden has tried to do has completely and utterly failed. And it will continue to fail because he is not really in control. And everything they're trying to do with quid pro quo, where they're not giving Israel ammunition, they're not giving Israel anything that the Congress already voted for, you can see that Biden, he's in a tough situation right now. And he's actually refusing to say if he is actually withholding aid from Israel. But we can see going back in time, Trump, I do believe he sent a message to Netanyahu where he let him know that, listen, we have confirmation that the hostages, they're no longer alive. And once Israel heard this, I think this gave them the green light to go into Rafah, no matter what Biden tried to do or the CIA tried to do. And we can see that Hamas right now is actually admitting that the hostages, most of them, are dead. And they're offering to hand over 33 hostages, and they're saying it includes some who are dead. So how many are there that are dead? Is it 30? Do they have three alive? Do they have 10 alive, 20 dead? They're not really saying. So the question is why? I think Trump, the Patriots, I think the military intelligence, they already knew what actually happened there, and they knew that the hostages were no longer living, which gave Israel the A-OK to go in, because I do believe they were holding back because they wanted the hostages out of there if they were alive. But since they're dead, well, that gave the green light to go right in, and that's exactly what happened. They went right in, And now the deep state players, they are now panicking, which means they're going to take it out on the American people and the people around this world, because this is what the deep state does. You didn't do what we said, so now we're going to punish you, which I do believe what they're going to do is they're going to have these riots during the summer. It might morph into something else. We'll have to see how this all plays out. But I do believe they're going to be ramping this up like we haven't seen before. Remember, this is the final battle. The 2024 election is the most important election. I do believe Trump's plans span from 2016 to 2024 to wake the people up so the people could take back the country. And the first phase of the plan was to take control of the country using the military. And that's what the insurrection was all about. The insurrection was by the deep state players. They had the insurrection against the president of the United States. It wasn't Biden. He wasn't president yet. It was Trump. He was still president. They didn't certify the elections. So they had the insurrection against Trump, which means that is an exception to the Posse Comitatus Act, which means the military got involved because they just didn't cheat. They overthrew the United States government. They were performing a coup. And Trump caught them. He caught them all in this. And remember, everything that we're witnessing, everything that we're seeing is one gigantic sting operation. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Gold has been on an unstoppable run. It has gone up more than 81% in the last 5 years and almost 20% in the last 12 months. It is happening. Central banks are ditching the dollar and U.S. treasuries and buying more gold. The good news, it is predicted to go up more. UBS even said it would go up to $5,000. Noble Gold Investments' phone has been ringing nonstop. Everyone wants to protect their retirement with gold, and you can do the same. Noble Gold Investments can help you secure some gold to protect your future. From day one, you work with the same dedicated all-American expert. Whether you're a beginner or an experienced investor, Noble Gold Investments will make sure you get all the help you need. And this month, Noble Gold Investments will give you a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin if you open a qualified account. Go to x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com, or click the link in the description. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. One of the nation's largest health insurance companies reveals hackers may have stolen their personal data of nearly half of America. A massive 152 million Americans have been affected by this cyber attack, and their stolen data will likely be sold on the dark web in the near future. The healthcare company has disclosed that they paid the hackers a ransom that's estimated to be about $22 million, but no further details have been released. This is why I protect my personal data with today's sponsor, Virtual Shield 1, and absolutely love the privacy protection they bring me. Virtual Shield 1 continuously scans the dark web and helps me erase my data wherever it's found so it can't be used by hackers, cyber criminals, data mining corporations, or ISPs. That way, when a data breach from a health insurance company affecting 152 million people happens, my personal information is protected. Plus, Virtual Shield 1 brings with it up to 1 million in identity theft protection insurance. Every day, 3.8 million records are stolen from data breaches. The protection Virtual Shield 1 brings could be a lifesaver. Thanks again to Virtual Shield 1 for sponsoring today's video. The best part is you can get a 60-day risk-free trial by simply clicking on my link down below. Or you can also get the 60-day trial by going to virtualshield.com/x22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/x22. You think the military stopped gathering information on the deep state players? No. They've been gathering information over and over and over. This has to be an airtight case. We only get one chance to do this. See, we have a couple things going on right now. We have Trump and the military. They're gathering evidence against the deep state players. And on the other hand, Trump is waking up the people and he's showing the people, look how corrupt the system really is. So he actually has two things happening. He has an operation that's going on and he has to wake up the people. And that's what we're seeing in this country. To really wake the people up, what needs to happen? You need to slap the people in the face, because a lot of people, they will not believe until they are shown. They're shown the truth. And that's where we're all headed. We're headed down this path where you're going to see the truth. You're going to see the war makers. You're going to see the liars. You're going to see the corrupt system. And on the other side, you're going to see a president talk about peace instead of war. If you go back in time, there weren't many presidents that said, you know something, let's not go to war. Let's have peace first. Let's talk to the other people, the other individuals on the other side. When was the last time you saw this? So I do believe this is going to be one of the first of its kind when you have the fake news, you have the deep state players and everyone else saying war, war, war. And Trump saying, you know something, you elect me, I think we can have peace. I don't think we have to fight a war in this country, because that's where the war is going to be fought. It's going to be fought in this country. It's not going to be off in a far off land when you don't see anything and you only hear about it in, you know, news. It's going to be fought here in this country. And I do believe Trump is going to show the people, I'm the peacemaker. They are the war makers. But you can see war is now building up, and it's building up every single day. And remember, Russia, they are now doing tactical nuclear weapon drills. I mean, these drills have never been performed despite having the ability for over 70 years. But now they are doing this because they're getting prepared for what? They know that war is coming. They know that this is going to happen. And we know that probably the war will be kicked off maybe with a cyber attack, because we can see that every day that passes, we're seeing more and more stories that either China or Russia is cyber attacking either the UK or the United States. And I do believe this is going to pick up over the summer. And what we see happening right now is we see that the UK, well, it looks like China hacked into the Ministry of Defense. And this is a massive data breach involving the Ministry of Defense, and it's targeting service personnel. Now, in the beginning, they said, we don't know who did the hacking, but it turns out that it was China. And they went ahead, they hacked into the payroll system. They know the service personnel and some veterans. They have the names, the bank details, and everything else. So they have a lot of information on these people. And I do believe we're going to see more and more of these types of cyber attacks as we get closer and closer to the presidential election. And this is going to build up over time, because I do believe in the end, when everything starts to fall apart and we see war coming, how do you get the country to war? The country needs to be attacked one way or another. Otherwise, people don't see the war. Yes, they hear about things. They see what's going on. But to make people believe that we're going to war, what do you got to do? You got to attack the country. Because once you attack the countries like Pearl Harbor or anything at 9/11, that's when people say, whoa, whoa, what's going on here? We were just attacked? And I do believe the deep state players, they love using an invisible enemy. The virus is an invisible enemy. A cyber attack is an invisible enemy. They can make a whole story up. They can shut down the lights. They can shut down communications. They can make you believe that we were just attacked and our national infrastructure was just attacked. And this could be worldwide to get people on the same page. But remember, what is this really about? This is about delaying the election. Because remember, if they can't cheat in the election, I do believe they're going to have to try to delay the election. And if they're to delay the election, they have to attack their own systems. What better way of getting rid of their own cheating system than to allow the deep state to attack their own cheating system? I do believe Trump has set this up perfectly. Just like if you're going to try to bring the entire world into the Great Reset, the Green New Scam, what do? You allow the central bank and the deep state players to do what? Destroy their own system. So we see it with the economy, and we now see it, which I do believe we're going to see it, with the election system. But again, they're going to try to cheat before this even happens. I do believe they have multiple plans ready to go, and they're going to try to push another plandemic. Already, they're talking about a new COVID variant named Flirt, and it's reportedly spreading across the U.S. So once again, they're going to try many different things to make people convinced that something is happening. Now, I do believe most likely they're going to wait until the world votes on the WHO. Will the WHO take control over all the countries? Because if the WHO does, that's when they'll release the plandemic. If the WHO can't be in control, I don't believe they're going to be using a plandemic. They might try, but I don't think they'll have the same ability to scare the people and to control what the people do. So we'll have to watch the vote very, very carefully. It's coming up at the end of May, and we will see how this all turns out, because if the WHO is designated that they're in charge, that they can dictate to the countries and what to do, you can rest assured that they will be releasing a plandemic. So if we know this, we know that it's not what everyone thinks it's going to be. And I do believe they're going to do this. It's probably going to be around late August, early September to really start to kick this off. You might hear about certain cases in all different places, but I do believe that they'll probably kick it off sometime around August or so. And I wouldn't be surprised if it has to do with something with Ebola. I know they're putting out the bird flu and everything like that, but go back in time a little bit. Remember when Obama was in the White House? Remember when there was an individual that came into the United States, I think it was in Texas, where this individual had Ebola, and people were like, oh my God, look at this. This is a disaster. Well, back then, what did Obama do? He allowed the pharmaceutical to take more control over the creation of the vaccine, gave them more funding. So go all the way back to that period of time. Why would they do that? Well, we've come to find out that China is working on gain of function regarding Ebola. So do they have a vaccine all ready to go? Absolutely. Was this already tested? I do believe so. So disease X might be a gain of function Ebola, which this is what they're going to try to scare the people with. Now, again, those people that they infect with this, remember it's a virus, what happens? I think they get all these different marks on their faces and their hands. It looks like bubbles. It looks like they're turning into zombies. I do believe they're probably going to show many different cases of this, and they're going to try to use this. Now, again, they could use anything else as disease X, but it seems very interesting that all this information is coming out about Ebola. Now, remember, since it's a virus, what takes care of viruses? Hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin. Trump let us know all of this from the very, very beginning. And I do believe the deep state players, they will try the plandemic. They will try to cheat. They'll try to use the mail-in ballots. And they will also push chaos during this summer, just like back in 2020. If you notice, the riots only happen during the election years, and viruses only appear during election years. All the other time periods, nothing happens. It's almost like it's coordinated. But you could see the terrorists, they are now pushing their agenda. OSINT Defender put this out and said, a domestic terrorist organization in Portland, Oregon, going by Rachel Corey's Ghost Brigade, released a statement today in which they claim responsibility for the torching of 15 vehicles belonging to the Portland Police Department on May 1st. Don Jr. responded to this and said the following: things are going so well in Joe Biden's America that the Democrats are now engaging in preemptive strikes on police burning cop cars in Portland before the police try to enforce the law. Absolutely. And you could see the same Antifa people that are dressed up as Palestinian supporter, Gaza supporters, they're basically the same people. They just changed their costume. They put on different masks. Some are still wearing the surgical mask, the N95 mask, but others are wearing the scarves to make them look like, ooh, we're all for the Palestinians. Remember, this is their cover story. They don't really support the Palestinians. They never supported the black people. This is the cover story they use to riot across America. And I do believe that these riots will probably morph and continue to morph, because as we could see that they're destroying statues here in the United States. Why would they destroy the statues here in the United States if they want Palestine free? Does that make any sense? It doesn't. But N. Wokeness put this out on X and said, 107th Infantry Memorial, World War I, unveiled in New York City in 1927, vandalized today. We need mass deportation now. Because these are the same people that destroyed the statues before. They're Marxists. They're communists. They're doing the same exact thing. These events that they're holding, these are the cover stories. BLM was their cover story. Gaza is their cover story. and they'll continue to use this. They'll go after all those people that are against them. And eventually, they're just going to go completely psycho on this country. And I do believe that's what we're headed for. But the other thing that's very interesting is that Ole Miss fraternity, they decided to boot a student after a video of him viciously mocking a fat pro-Hamas protester. So let's say a pro-Hamas protester decided to camp out, destroy buildings, break windows, but this fraternity kid who decided to make fun of this person, this guy is in trouble. He has the right to speak freely. The pro-Hamas people don't have the right to destroy buildings, to camp out on private property. Because remember, most of these people aren't students. So once again, it looks like this fraternity folded and they caved to the deep state. So this was Phi Delta Theta. They bowed to the online outrage and announced in a statement that they kicked the man out of the fraternity for his racist actions. So again, you had these people there screaming and yelling at the fraternity kids who are holding up the flag. And yeah, the kid made a remark, but again, it's free speech. You could say whatever you want. And let's see, the pro-Hamas people, they're keeping Jewish people from going class, pushing Jewish people, breaking windows, destroying the buildings, but that's okay. Now, out at MIT, MIT right now is threatening to place protesters involved in encampment on interim academic suspension. There are certain schools that are basically trying to calm the situation down and saying, listen, students, if you continue with this, well, you're going to be suspended. Now, most of these individuals are not students. So do they care if they're suspended? Absolutely not. But I do believe this individual has the right idea. All these people that are camping out in the colleges all night long, blast the Star Spangled Banner on speakers at them. Keep them awake. Nick Sorter put this out and said, it's after midnight and patriots are blasting the Star Spangled Banner at the Harvard encampment while protesters are sleeping. Yeah, this is what you do. You surround them, you sing the national anthem. They're sleeping, they hear the national anthem. It never stops. It continues over and over and over until they can't take it anymore. But the other thing that's really interesting, and this is coming from the New York University, where you have a pro-Palestinian person speaking to a bunch of other people, and they mentioned North Korea. So it looks like North Korea will be coming into the fold very, very soon. Stu put this out and says the following. Yesterday at New York University, this student led a teach-in on how North Korea has never formally recognized Israel, has always been an ally of Palestine, self-determination and resistance, and actively armed and trained the Palestinian resistance for decades. So while the U.S. is here training IOF with police, North Korea is training Palestinians. So is this going to morph into something with North Korea where they're going to attack someplace or try to attack? This is going to be very, very interesting because we know going back in time, the original plan was to use North Korea. They were going to start the war. Remember, Obama, talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Gold has been on an unstoppable run. It has gone up more than 81% in the last 5 years and almost 20% in the last 12 months. It is happening. Central banks are ditching the dollar and U.S. treasuries and buying more gold. The good news, it is predicted to go up more. UBS even said it would go up to $5,000. Noble Gold Investments' phone has been ringing nonstop. Everyone wants to protect their retirement with gold, and you can do the same. Noble Gold Investments can help you secure some gold to protect your future. From day one, you work with the same dedicated all-American expert. Whether you're a beginner or an experienced investor, Noble Gold Investments will make sure you get all the help you need. And this month, Noble Gold Investments will give you a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin if you open a qualified account. Go to x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com, or click the link in the description. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. One of the nation's largest health insurance companies reveals hackers may have stolen their personal data of nearly half of America. A massive 152 million Americans have been affected by this cyber attack, and their stolen data will likely be sold on the dark web in the near future. The healthcare company has disclosed that they paid the hackers a ransom that's estimated to be about $22 million, but no further details have been released. This is why I protect my personal data with today's sponsor, Virtual Shield 1, and absolutely love the privacy protection they bring me. Virtual Shield 1 continuously scans the dark web and helps me erase my data wherever it's found so it can't be used by hackers, cyber criminals, data mining corporations, or ISPs. That way, when a data breach from a health insurance company affecting 152 million people happens, my personal information is protected. Plus, Virtual Shield 1 brings with it up to 1 million in identity theft protection insurance. Every day, 3.8 million records are stolen from data breaches. The protection Virtual Shield 1 brings could be a lifesaver. Thanks again to Virtual Shield 1 for sponsoring today's video. The best part is you can get a 60-day risk-free trial by simply clicking on my link down below. Or you can also get the 60-day trial by going to virtualshield.com/x22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/x22. He didn't want Trump to keep those declassified documents where Obama was working with North Korea to actually start the war. So I do believe that North Korea is going to come into the fold, and it's going to come into the fold very, very soon. But Trump, using everything that we're seeing, he's using this issue to his advantage. And remember, this is an issue campaign, and that's what everyone is seeing. The deep state players, they're doing the opposite of what the American people want. Trump is showing everyone, look what they're doing. I'm going to actually do the opposite of what they're doing, and we're going to crack down on the colleges. If they have the open borders, we're going to shut the borders. They're going to bring us to war, we're going to have peace. If they're going to destroy the economy, I'm going to make the economy great again. And he put out a video letting everyone know, and he actually put the colleges on notice right now, letting them know that they will not be funded by the government if they continue down this path, which you know they're going to continue down this path, which means Trump, he's going to step in and he's going to shut it all down. Take a listen.
President Biden's administration is facing pressure to step up its response to anti-Semitic incidents on college campuses across the country.
How does he explain, how do you explain his silence this week?
I understand their passion.
Jewish leaders and lawmakers from both parties are accusing President Biden's administration of taking a lax approach.
Why hasn't the president been more forceful in talking about the protests?
They have a point.
We've seen anti-Semitism on university campuses, in the public square, and in threats against Jewish citizens. This is my pledge to you. We will confront anti-Semitism. We will stamp out prejudice. We will condemn hatred. We will bear witness, and we will act.
When I get back into office, I will put every single university and college president on notice. The American taxpayer will not subsidize the creation of terrorist sympathizers on American soil. I will defend our friend and ally, the State of Israel, like nobody has ever defended it before. I will always stand with the Jewish people.
So once again, it is an issues campaign, and Trump, he's bringing up all the issues every time Biden, Obama, Hillary Clinton mess up and they push their agenda. Trump shows the people and the Trump says, it doesn't have to be this way. We can reverse this. And the American people, that's exactly what they want. They want the open borders shut down. They want the economy great again. They don't want to go to war. And they don't want the colleges teaching our children how to be Marxists, how to be communists. And Trump is using these issues to his advantage. Because remember, I do believe this is his entire campaign right here. He's showing the people are watching, the people, the court of public opinion, and every time something comes up, Trump says, okay, it doesn't have to be this way. And the people go, you know what? You're right. It doesn't have to be this way. Let's reverse this. This is why Trump is getting more and more of the voters on his side. And yes, he will be going after the D's. He needs the D's on his side. Because remember, to take back America, we need America. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we know that Peter Navarro, he was thrown into prison. And Matt Gaetz, he wanted to basically interview Peter Navarro in prison, but he was denied. This is what he put out on X. He said, I was informed today by the director of the Federal Bureau of Prisons that my request to interview Peter Navarro would be denied. And her reason is that Peter Navarro is too notorious to be interviewed by a member of Congress. Well, John Gotti was interviewed in prison. Why can't Peter Navarro be interviewed in prison? He's notorious? I mean, come on. It's just absolutely ridiculous. But you could see what they're doing here. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, it looks like Jack Smith's case is going down the tubes here. And Judge Cannon, it looks like she is just unredacting everything and exposing everything the deep state has been doing. Julie Kelly put this out on X and said, based on new revelations of evidence, disruption, and potential tampering, Judge Cannon has postponed a key deadline in Classified Docs case. This is related to Special Guidance SIPA in Classified Docs matter. She is done with Jack Smith's game playing. This is in direct response to a filing today by Trump's lawyers that argued disclosures by Special Counsel Jack Smith proves the government did not preserve the integrity of boxes seized during the Mal raid. A copy of the letter Trump's lawyer sent to Jack Smith about special counsel's confession that evidence is not in its original form and something the lead prosecutor, Jay Brett, erroneously attested to in court last month. Well, that tells you everything you need to know. So what's very interesting is that we haven't heard anything about the immunity case from the Supreme Court. But Trump, he did put out a truth with Dick Van Dyke. And he said something very interesting, which we'll be getting to in just a sec. But when you look at the case with Judge Merchan, and this is the hush money trial case, you could see that Judge Merchan, he won't let key witnesses and FEC expert testify because the trial is rigged. They don't want these people. Remember, the FEC said there's no case here. They don't want these people testifying. It's almost like the Letitia James. They didn't want certain people testifying, but the people that did testify said there was no crime. Here, they don't want people testifying because the FEC, the DOJ at the time, said there is absolutely no case here whatsoever. And if those people testify, well, the entire case goes down the drain. So what does the judge do? Well, we don't want these people testifying. This is how you know it's rigged. And the other thing that we've come to find out is that Alvin Bragg's top prosecutor, Matthew Colangelo, a top DOJ official that Joe Biden sent to New York in 2022 to take down Trump, was paid by the DNC for political consulting. Matthew Colangelo previously worked in the Justice Department and is a lifelong left-wing activist. It has now been revealed that Colangelo was paid $12,000 by the DNC in 2018. And this is according to the Federal Election Commission records. So he was given two payments of $6,000 for a total of $12,000. Back in 2018. Well, I think that tells you everything you need to know. And the other thing that tells you everything you need to know, that Trump is fighting for the people, showing the people this is how you fight the system. He is letting everyone know that he will sacrifice himself because the Constitution is more important than the gag order because he has his inalienable rights and he's going to stick by the Constitution, stick by the Bill of Rights. And to do so, he might be thrown into prison. And he's letting everyone know that this is the path that he's going to follow. So basically, we have the judge continually fining him. And we have Trump, who's continually violating the gag order because he believes that the Constitution gives him the ability to speak freely. And he's absolutely right. And if you look back in history, you can see there are many people that sacrificed themselves because they believed in what they were doing. Trump believes in the Constitution, and he should. That is the law of the land. Everyone else is violating it. they're interfering in the election. So I do believe Trump eventually will not swerve in this game of chicken. I do believe the judge will finally break down, even though he's resisting, he will finally break down and say, enough is enough. The fining doesn't work. I spoke to him, and now I'm going to have to pull the trigger. And what do you think is going to happen? You think the people are going to say, ah, crap, I'm not going to vote for him? Or do you think his poll numbers are going to go up? Do you think he's going to sell a lot of merch? I do. I think he's going to get a lot more people on his side. But the other thing that's very interesting is that Trump, he put out a truth, and it's Dick Van Dyke, and he's talking about the Supreme Court immunity and how it just disappeared and how all of this stuff with the riots and everything else is happening at the same time. It seems like it's all coordinated. Just take a listen to what he says here.
Van Dyke, you may remember me. I used to fall down a lot on purpose. I don't speak up a lot, but there's something on my mind that I wanted to talk about. You know, our Supreme Court has delayed any decision about a president's immunity, and at the same time they have stalled everything, so that the Donald Trump's path back to the White House is pretty clear now. And when that happened, both of the cable network stations printed headlines, corrupt. Our Supreme Court is corrupt. And then nothing. Silence. Not another word has been spoken about it by anybody. They dropped the subject as if they'd been squelched. At the same time, for some reason, our college students, out of the blue, became very concerned about what's happening in the Middle East. I'm beginning to feel a little manipulated somehow. Think about it, will you? Thanks.
So it's very interesting that Trump put this up. So it means that the Supreme Court is probably going to rule closer to the presidential election. And let's see how they rule, because this is going to become very, very interesting in the end. I think Trump is trying to let us know that the Supreme Court might rule in the favor of the deep state, where he doesn't get presidential immunity. But again, if he's under the military, which I do believe he is protected. And I do believe he's going to use this against them in the end. But we'll have to see how this all plays out. But the other thing that we know for sure is that the deep state players, they have just taken responsibility in the House. So everything that happens from this point forward, the D's are responsible. How do we know this? Well, Dave Sachs put this out and says, according to Hakeem Jeffries, Democrats run the House under Speaker Johnson. Thomas Massie, Democrat leader Hakeem Jeffries gloats that Democrats control the House of Representatives under Mike Johnson. Yet some of my Republican colleagues want to continue business as usual for the rest of the year. Then we have Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene. The entire Democratic Party is lining up behind Mike Johnson. First, it was the entire leadership team for the Democrats. Now Nancy Pelosi, who impeached President Trump twice, has given Johnson her seal of approval. The Democrats now own everything. Remember, the Patriots, they were put into place to do a certain thing. They did their job. Now, as we approach the 2024 election and the economy's crashing, there's an event in this country and war is approaching, they will own it all. And the people of this country, they will see it. This is the D death spiral. In the end, the D party will cease to exist. And we could see this is where all this is headed. And you could see the deep state players, they are panicking right now because they know they won't be able to cheat the way they did before. They know that Trump has the people and they're going to have to delay the election. Now, remember, back in 2016, they never expected Hillary Clinton to lose. So they didn't clean up anything. They didn't prepare for anything. This time around, they realized, let's just prep for if Trump wins. So let's clean out everything. Let's put certain things into place to stop Trump from reversing everything that we've done. And that's exactly what they're doing right now. This time, they are looking back at 2016 saying, okay, If we can't cheat, if we can't get this delay working, yes, we're going to try all these things. But if there's still the election and he wins, we need to have other systems in place. So they're preparing for this. Why? Because when you start to look at the poll numbers, you can see Trump has a massive lead. And Trump surged to a dead heat with resident Biden among suburban women. And this is coming from AB News poll, which means Trump is ahead with suburban women. And Biden is suffering a 28% decline among black voters. What happens when Trump goes into prison? This is going to be very, very interesting. I do believe that Trump is pushing and pushing and pushing, hoping the judge will actually go ahead and put him in prison because he's showing the people, I will sacrifice myself. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we know that the deep state players, they're going to have to try to delay the election if they can't cheat in the election. Now, that doesn't mean they're not going to try to cheat. They will. They'll do everything they possibly can. But when they realize they just don't have enough ballots, remember, not votes, but ballots, even with the change of batter, they're going to have to try to destroy the election system. And remember, they keep telling us that the election voting systems are air-gapped. Well, Rasmussen reports put this out and said electronic voting systems are air-gapped and not internet-connected, except when they're internet-connected. And they're looking at a document in Wisconsin showing that the systems are connected to the internet. Now, I do believe what's going to happen is they're going to say the systems were connected to the internet, getting their updates and everything like that, and they were doing tests. That's when the cyber attack came in. We don't know if there's malware. So Trump, with all of this, he's going to have the deep state players actually destroy their own cheating system, which means the only way to have the election is to go back to the basics. What are the basics? Paper, voter ID, one-day election, having everything transparent, letting everyone see the election results. And I do believe Trump, in the end, he wants to give the deep state players the finger, saying, look, I got the people, and all the people voted for me. You got pretty much nobody. Now, again, the deep state players, they're going to fight back. They're going to push back. And I do believe they're going to try to make the case that Trump is using fake electors, that the electors, well, it looks like they are corrupt. We don't care what the popular vote says. The electors are corrupt, so we can't certify the election. They're going to try everything they possibly can. Why? Because they know once he gets back in office, it's game over for them. So they're going to try to stay in power as long as they possibly can. But as they're doing this, they're actually destroying themselves. Let's go back to post 4152, May 8th, 2020. It says, all assets deployed, win by any means necessary, D-party death spiral. That is what you're witnessing. You're watching the death spiral of the Democratic Party. I do believe in the end, they will cease to exist the way they are today. And no one's going to believe them. No one's going to probably vote for them. It's going to be a complete and utter disaster. I think out of all of this, what's going to happen is a new party might emerge from all of this, and it might be the MAGA party. It's already started. And you could see that there are many, many more people that are on board with MAGA because they know that the Republicans, the RINOs, remember that's Republican in name only, they're not really Republicans, they're Democrats. And the Republican Party has been infiltrated. So I do believe the deep state players, they infiltrated the Republican Party, and that's why it's called the Uniparty, until the Patriots were put into place. And you could see the Patriots, they've been battling the Uniparty. So the deep state players, they're in trouble right now. The people are watching this play out, and every step the deep party makes, the deep state players make, it gets worse and worse for them until the very end. When the people say enough is enough, they're completely corrupt. We can't vote for them ever again. We need to put patriots in their position. And this is why Trump on Truth is continually putting out all the candidates, saying these are the people that I want. And he's letting the people know this is how we take back the country. This is how we replace the people. We get good people in there that aren't installed. We get good people in there that aren't blackmailed. We get good people in there that aren't part of the criminal syndicate. And once that happens, the deep state, it loses power. And I do believe that is the first step. And that's why we are headed towards this final battle, because we need to remove people. Trump can't just remove the people. The people must remove the elected people. Trump can take care of the rest. He can fire people. He can change certain things to get rid of people. But he needs the people, the good people on his side so we can change what the deep state has done. And I do believe that change is coming. And I do believe it's all part of the plan. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Gold has been on an unstoppable run. It has gone up more than 81% in the last 5 years and almost 20% in the last 12 months. It is happening. Central banks are ditching the dollar and U.S. treasuries and buying more gold. The good news, it is predicted to go up more. UBS even said it would go up to $5,000. Noble Gold Investments' phone has been ringing nonstop. Everyone wants to protect their retirement with gold, and you can do the same. Noble Gold Investments can help you secure some gold to protect your future. From day one, you work with this same dedicated all-American expert. Whether you're a beginner or an experienced investor, Noble Gold Investments will make sure you get all the help you need. And this month, Noble Gold Investments will give you a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin if you open a qualified account. Go to x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com, or click the link in the description. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. One of the nation's largest health insurance companies reveals hackers may have stolen their personal data of nearly half of America. A massive 152 million Americans have been affected by this cyber attack, and their stolen data will likely be sold on the dark web in the near future. The healthcare company has disclosed that they paid the hackers a ransom that's estimated to be about $22 million, but no further details have been released. This is why I protect my personal data with today's sponsor, Virtual Shield 1, and absolutely love the privacy protection they bring me. Virtual Shield 1 continuously scans the dark web and helps me erase my data wherever it's found so it can't be used by hackers, cyber criminals, data mining corporations, or ISPs. That way, when a data breach from a health insurance company affecting 152 million people happens, my personal information is protected. Plus, Virtual Shield 1 brings with it up to 1 million in identity theft protection insurance. Every day, 3.8 million records are stolen from data breaches. The protection Virtual Shield 1 brings could be a lifesaver. Thanks again to Virtual Shield 1 for sponsoring today's video. The best part is you can get a 60-day risk-free trial by simply clicking on my link down below. Or you can also get the 60-day trial by going to virtualshield.com/x22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/x22.